This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Today I've got Joey Keyes from the Better Business Bureau here in the studio. How are you today, Joey?
I'm good, Ethan. How are you?
Very good. Now, you've been hearing some things over at the Better Business Bureau about some scams going around, namely scams involving the Zika virus. Now, of course, there's some, you know, fear and we don't know that much about it yet. People are afraid. So how are scammers taking advantage of that?
Well, anytime there's some hot topic in the media, scammers will look for a way to capitalize on it. And Zika is no different. One issue is there's been some bogus health claims for products that could possibly cure Zika or prevent Zika. And the other one is also phony investment schemes that are touting, you know, breakthroughs for a cure for the infection.
Now, so pretty much if you see anything online that is going to claim that it's going to cure a disease, you probably should probably avoid that, right?
Yeah, you want to be skeptical of anything that's promoting that online and looking for you like investors.
Okie dokie. Now, we have some other scams going on as well, unless you want to hit anything else with Zika there, or does that basically cover it?
No, just beware, you know, if you've seen any, like, miracle claims for, you know, there's treatment or cures, just be leery of that. You know, there's so far there's not been anything from the FTC or from the Securities and Exchange Commission. They've alerted many people on the investors about these scams. But so far, nothing's been brought forward that's going to prevent Zika. So right now, most people are saying is use common mosquito repellent is probably the best deterrent at this point.